This first one is Noma, how we came to speak. Noma is an African god force who created humans, and it didn't work out the first time. So Noma was, you know, okay, I'll do it again. Like the first ones were like out of clay, and I said, okay, I'll do it again. And the next ones were like woven, and that didn't work out. And so Noma said, the word, I'll do it out of the word. So this is how we come to speak. Before a generation passed, we children of the third world knew how to take the gift of language, contort it crimson, and sew it to our teeth. How we mangle this tongue that needs unending translation. We require it to be a constantly changing chameleon, a hypnotist, a con man, a cheat. With words, we manufacture demons who devour souls and erase memory. Look at how often we honor speech that can make us hate, that can cause us to deny our mothers, our brothers, ourself. We have articulated a deadly weapon that subverts knowledge and betrays faith. So how now do we again learn to listen with more than ears? At once try to speak with more than tongue. How now do we put our tongues back in our mouths? It will take more than words to stem this tide, not enough to spit on a blazing fire, not enough to use a teacup to empty water from a sinking craft. True, mothers have been able to raise a car off of their compromised child. True, children have walked miles in snow to save their wounded parent. But this is not a time to plan on miracles, to depend on a messianic savior, to lift us out of this hell we have created through apathy or inattention, through greed or selfishness, through privilege or ignorance, that we not slide further back into voter suppression, that we not slide further back into patriarchy and misogyny, that we not use fear instead of reason when faced with religious bigotry, that we not pretend that racial fear is not a major part of this equation, that we understand it is not Chicken Little screaming about falling skies. It is to admit that taking America back has more to do with white frustration and terror than with going back to a better time, better before unions, better before OSHA protections, better before the environmental agency saved some wetlands, cleaned some rivers, reduced some smog. This is a time for ordinary people to do ordinary things in concert with conviction, to show up, to stand up, to speak out, to demand that we keep moving forward.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the October 2024 Humanist Election Edition of Poet Radio. My name is Chris Funkhauser, host of this program on WGXC since 2015. This month marks the 9-year anniversary of Poet Radio transmissions on the station, and tonight we're going to do something very different. As it states on the show's general description, Poet Radio presents, quote, live performances as well as field and studio recordings by writers the host has crossed paths with, unquote. Every other edition of the program up until now has been either produced in collaboration with the many guests who have joined me, connections made through an extended poetry network, or by using recordings from my archive. With a seemingly significant event just a couple of weeks away, being mindful of the ethos of the characters involved, I wanted to prepare a thoughtful, thematic show. In an ideal world, I might have arranged an event where locals could come read for an election-themed show, but for various reasons this was not possible. I decided instead to conduct research on the internet and see what I could find and download in order to transmit a direct and coherent message. So this month's program features works made by writers who I've only crossed paths with online, only two of whose work I was previously familiar with. I haven't met any of these authors, I like their work, found online, and recognize it as being relevant to this humanist election special. I'm glad it was out there to be found and heard, and I'm pleased to pass it along to you. We started the program with a couple of pieces read by Devorah Major, posted on YouTube, taken from an event titled No Shadow Without Light, Writers Respond to Trump, which was organized by Litquake and hosted by the San Francisco Main Library, posted to the library's YouTube page in January 2017. And YouTube is the source for many of today's poems, although I found some of these pieces on SoundCloud and Bandcamp as well. Next up are a couple of more recent pieces from YouTube. The first is from a clip titled Poems and Songs Against Trump During RNC Address from Dan Hanrahan's YouTube page. Dan is based near Chicago. His work will be followed by the poem Amanda Gorman read at the Democratic National Convention this summer, which I found on C-SPAN's YouTube page. Listeners will likely recall that Gorman was the youngest poet to read at a presidential inauguration when she read The Hill We Climb at Joe Biden's inauguration in 2021.
Make America good, not great. Make America write dream poems in the night. Make America rhyme. Make America forget to forget. Make America say, my fault. Make America stop running. Make America ungreat. Our greatness is killing us. Make America talk to the children of the people it tried to vanish. Make America talk to the animals who are almost gone. Make America listen. Make America stop commanding God to bless us. Make America let go. Make America kick a can, climb a tree, jump into waterfalls. Make America exit the ring for the first time, for the last time. They can take the rifle, we'll take the song. We were never American, we were never them. We were never he who dies with the most toys wins. Not because we are special, but because we are not. A human a gift, a bear a gift, a raven a gift, a rose a gift. We were never their American, we were never them. We were Louis Armstrong, Husker Du, Antler, the Yiddish anarchist Lower East Side. We'll take the song. They can take the rifle. They'll take Henry Ford and Rush Limbaugh. They can take anger descending a golden escalator. We've got Sitting Bull, Mavis Staples, Henry Threadgill, Harvey Milk. We've got angels. They've got Roy Cohn. We're from the other America, the one not mentioned. They can take the westward push into the oblivion sunset. Towers of buffalo skulls, the sepia sunrise, take it all, we don't want it. Take Al Capone, take the drug war, take Clint Eastwood, we don't want him. We'll take sunshine and beehives, silence on a beach. Donald Trump, a curse. Trump, the receptacle of all that is hideous and vain and stupid. Trump, the stink, the rot, the decay. Trump, the rat on the cheese. Trump, the crap on the porch. Trump, no grace, no wisdom, no life force. Trump, death walking. Trump, the rattle brain hangover pain. Trump, ghastly. Trump, I hear his words drop like bags of manure and fire bells inside me rumble and break. His is the cry of the ventriloquist's dummy, howling through the rose-colored broken night sky, shot through with the soot of the void inside of Trump. Trump, the skulking beast on a moonlit night, Trump, the empty box, Trump, the whimpering petulant child, Trump, no pity, no peace, no thought, no poise, Trump, no love, Trump, no mirth, Trump, the mocking laugh at the end of a journey, Trump, the chattering teeth inside of a vitrine, Trump, a can of green slime with the fun taken out, Trump, the residue of belch smoke, Trump, the gauche punchline to a hostile joke, Trump, the simp, the sh, the lost, Trump, the dim, the twitch, the dolt, Trump, the floating barge of waste, Trump, the hapless oaf, Trump, the boor and the bore, Trump, the stain and the sludge, Trump, the thing you wish you never saw, Trump, the dross and the dreck, Trump, the poison drift, Trump, the maggot king, Trump, the answer to no question, Trump, not even a question, but a regret.
We gather at this hallowed place because we believe in the American dream. We face a race that tests if this country we cherish shall perish from the earth, and if our earth shall perish from this country. It falls to us to ensure that we do not fall for a people that cannot stand together, cannot stand at all. We are one family, regardless of religion, class, or color. For what defines a patriot is not just our love of liberty, but our love for one another. This is loud in our country's call because while we all love freedom, it is love that frees us all. Empathy emancipates, making us greater than hate or vanity. That is the American promise, powerful and pure. Divided, we cannot endure, but united, we can endeavor to humanize our democracy and endear democracy to humanity. And make no mistake, cohering is the hardest task history ever wrote. But tomorrow is not written by our odds of hardship, but by the audacity of our hope, by the vitality of our vote. Only now, approaching this rare air, are we aware that perhaps the American dream is no dream at all, but instead a dare to dream together. Like a million roots tethered, branching up humbly, making one tree. This is our country from many, one from battles won, our freedoms sung, our kingdom come has just begun. We redeem this sacred scene, ready for our journey from it. Together, we must birth this early republic and achieve an unearthly summit. Let us not just believe in the American dream, let us be worthy of it.
Thank you. That was Amanda Gorman reading on Poet Radio. Keeping things going on the lighter side for the moment, I wanted to turn to a song done by a group based in Kent, UK, called Marsh Family, who did a remake of Eddie Grant's song, Gimme Hope, Joanna, and posted it on their YouTube page a couple of months ago. This is Gimme Hope, Kamala by the Marsh Family.
When old Donald used to run the country, he saw division, tried to build a wall.
He made a few of his people wealthy. Oh, he don't care about the rest at all.
He's got convictions, he did the nasty and undermined the Constitution.
He's an oppressor of civil liberties, megalomaniac Republican.
She's safer than him with money. She'll try to regulate the sale of guns. She's bringing measures that offer hope,
not fear, access to healthcare and abortion.
We know there's grief with the neighbors' borders. We're trying to change an immigration. Don't want a president of the USA.
For a weird felon who threatens bloodbaths and civil war.
But it's a bad move to trust in the wrinkled husk
of a Satsuma that went off before.
Up lies like an angry toddler,
seeking
attention
down
from the media round. Oh, he may deny the facts, but like Pizza Max, he's just an 80s tape that's wearing down.
He thinks the law is beneath his station. Sexual assault doesn't understand. We've seen his wife spend her life looking quite uptight.
Burning, oh, take it back to 1861. Oh, give me hope, Kamala. Hope, Kamala, give me hope, Kamala, for the election. Give me hope, Kamala. Hope, Kamala, hope for beating Donald Trump.
England's Marsh Family here on Poet Radio. Though I've always seen a close connection between poetry and songs, and there often is one, we'll be focusing mainly on poems for the rest of the program, though we will be proceeding now with a set of haiku accompanied by music titled Return of the Son of Even More Anti-Trump Haikus Part 2, which I found on a 2020 Bandcamp project by Chris Bradley, who I believe is located in or near Boston. titled ICS Session 3, November 28th, 2020. Clearly, these are written shortly after the last election and serve as a reminder of the chaos and as a reminder of how messed up things were around that time. Okay, you are in tune to Poet Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
Because he's such a terrible person, I've written a series of anti-Trump haikus to make myself feel better during this period when he should have already conceded that he lost the election to Joe Biden. I'll start by reciting each haiku's name, then read the haiku, then repeat its name. Let's begin, shall we? Elections. The way this works is, the guy who gets fewer votes lost the election. Elections. COVID-19. When they boot you out, don't forget to take all your COVID-19, pal. COVID-19. Crafting. Hit the bricks, Donnie. Go vajazzle yourself, chump. Leave your keys behind. Crafting. Fashion plate. It's going to be great to see you in an orange jumpsuit behind bars. Fashion plate. A toast. Go drink bleach, loser. But not too much, because hell ain't got no tea times. A toast. Derriere. No, Donny boy, the pipes are calling. 'Tis time you must go. Derriere. We lost. We lost Mac, Sean, and Diana, yet still you live. 2020 sucks. Celebs we lost. Celebs We Lost, Part 2. Gone are Ruth, Eddie, Kirk, and yet still you gasp air. What gives with your hair? Celebs We Lost, Part 2. Legal advice. If I were you, I'd seek a non-extradition country to live in. Legal advice. What I'm saying is you have a low IQ. Your immoral life, like the point on your noggin, proves you're a moron. What I'm saying is you have a low IQ. Wildlife. Orangutans are awesome, so it's odd that I dislike you so much. Wildlife. Clean hands. Let us not forget, you're the whack job who gave that creep Rush a medal. Unclean hands. Snake oil. Landslide got you down? Try Madame Cure-All's magic move-out elixir. Snake oil. Not to be mistaken for admiration. In some ways, I've got to hand it to you. You blow, but you blow real hard. Not to be mistaken for admiration. As depression sets in, don't you feel too bad about being a lame duck? You've always been lame. As depression sets in, Biden beat you fair and square. You have such ridiculous hair. Amen. A prayer. Neck vagina. There's much about you I'm not gonna miss. Like your face, for an example. Neck vagina. Long red tie. Isn't there a beam to throw that thing over? And a chair to leap from? Long red tie. Long national nightmare, aka the last one. Your reign of terror has ended, but the U.S. must stay vigilant. Our long national nightmare, aka the last one. And that, ladies and gentlemen, completes our program for the evening. I hope you enjoyed these little nuggets and that they helped in some small way to ease the pain of watching a complete buffoon live out the rest of his lame duck session with a total lack of dignity. Peace be with you, my friends.
That was Chris Bradley with the track titled Return of the Sun of Even More Anti-Trump Haikus, Part 2. I wanted to just juxtapose that with a 2017 freestyle by Eminem that I found on the Guardian News YouTube site.
Intensity's heightened, tensions are rising. Trump, when it comes to giving, you're stingy as I am. Except when it comes to having the balls to go against me, you hide them. Cause you don't got the nuts like an empty asylum. Racism's the only thing he's fantastic for. Cause that's how he gets his rocks off and he's orange. Yeah, sick tan. That's why he wants us to disband, cause he cannot withstand the fact we're not afraid of Trump. Walking on eggshells, I came to stomp. That's why he keeps screaming, drain the swamp, cause he's in quicksand. It's like we take a step forwards, then backwards. But this is his form of distraction. Plus he gets an enormous reaction when he attacks the NFL, so we focus on that and instead of talking Puerto Rico with gun reform for Nevada, all these horrible tragedies, and he's bored and would rather cause a Twitter storm with the Packers. Then says he wants to lower our taxes. Then who's gonna pay for his extravagant trips back and forth with his fam to his golf resorts and his mansions? Same shit that he tormented Hillary for and he slandered, then does it more. From his endorsement of Bannon, support for the Klansmen, tiki torches in hand for the soldier that's black and comes home from Iraq and is still told to go back to Africa, forking a dagger in this racist 94-year-old grandpa who keeps ignoring our past historical deplorable factors. Now if you're a black athlete, you're a spoiled little brat for trying to use your platform or your stature to try to give those a voice who don't have one. He says you're spitting in the face of vets who fought for us, you bastards. Unless you're a POW who's tortured and battered, cause to him you're zeros cause he don't like his war heroes captured. That's not disrespecting the military. That. This is for Colin. Ball up a fist. And keep that ball like Donald the bitch. He's gonna get rid of all immigrants. He's gonna build that thing up taller than this. Well, if he does build it, I hope it's rock solid with bricks. Cause like him in politics, I'm using all of his tricks. Cause I'm throwing that piece of shit against the wall till it sticks. And any fan of mine who's a supporter of his, I'm drawing in the sand a line. You're either for or against. And if you can't decide who you like more in your split on who you should stand beside, I'll do it for you with this. You. The rest of America, stand up. We love our military and we love our country, but we hate Trump!
That was a highly censored Eminem on WGXC. We'll keep in that flow with a series of shorter pieces now, the details of which I will go into a bit later. Let's begin with another diss track I found on SoundCloud by an artist who goes by the name of Dust Jam. This is called Hail to the Scumbag.
Hail to the scumbag. Trump is a disgrace to the American flag. Or should I say, the divided states, a hypocrisy. You think Trump believes in democracy? No, I won't even back down. Donald, you're just an orange clown who needs to go back to the circus tent. You haven't paid taxes, not even a cent. You were put into power by the Kremlin. Your face looks like a damn gremlin. You say all the news is really fake, but your cabinet is full of snakes who favor the rich and screw the poor. You're from the Big Apple, but you're rotten to the core. Everything you say has no proof. Your whole presidency is one big spoof. Trumpsters are really misled. Your hair looks like an animal is dead. Steve Bannon is fanning the flames of hate. Trump has a psychotic mind state. He should be in a mental institution. He wipes his ass with the Constitution. Trump says bigly and says huge, but he really is a big stooge. Donald pissed on a bunch of hookers at his inauguration. There were no onlookers. You get your news from Breitbart, but most of what you say is brain farts. It seems like you tweet hour after hour. You should be exiled to Trump Tower. Trump, you have too much thin skin. You can't admit to lose, you always have to win. You want to build a border wall that's overcompensation because your dick is small. I think you really love Vladimir. Your administration is smoke and mirrors. Donald won't show any restraint. His whole face is covered in orange paint. Trump is a real-life cartoon. Our president is one big buffoon. My criticism is very harsh, but Trump didn't drain the swamp, not even a marsh.
Dear Donald Trump, I decided to write you a little something to try and contact an extremist right wing. You run a campaign that frankly quite alarms me with your frank dehumanization of the minorities. Mexicans, Muslims, Megyn Kelly, who don't you hate? That's all we hear instead of what you think about the tax rate. What will you do about education and the environment? Who cares? Cruz's wife is ugly and all refugees are violent. For the record, my parents were citizens before I was born. So I'm as much an anchor baby as you're a unicorn. Don't try to threaten me with deportation just as much as you. This is my nation. Dear Donald Trump, you claim my people take and take and take, but what we do is called working without break. You see, not everyone gets a loan of a small amount of $1 million. It took us only a generation to go from potato farmer to scholars. My father walked miles to go to college at just age 16. Your father threw money at an orange to try and turn it green. How can you claim to be good at business and go bankrupt 4 times in 18 years? And then use rich Chinese people's monies as your Trump Towers financiers. I bet you don't make fun of their accents, although it doesn't really make sense. How good is your second language? Oh wait, you don't know any Mandarin or French. Dear Donald Trump, your ego may be really huge, but your hands are pretty small. I feel like you're just trying to compensate by yelling at us all. Your hair looks like a big corn husk. Who knows if it's even real? I slam you in this palm like China slams you in the trade deal. Dear Donald Trump, you want to build a big wall to stop the detainees? You know who builds the greatest walls? Us Chinese. 6,000 years of history and culture flow through my veins. And yet, coming to this country, we're faced with such pains from the murders, the hate crimes, the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882, to the kids that call out Ching Chong down the hall for my yellow hue. Donald John Trump, I dare you now to call me an anchor baby and have the nerve to tell me to get out of this country. You can't imagine the struggles that some people have to face, and yet you condemn them based entirely on their race. Now, I have just one final thing to add to. Dear Donald Trump, screw you.
I really don't care for this Donald Trump fellow. His method of talking is not very mellow. He's overly rich and he's not all that nice, and he just wants attention regardless of price. He is no politician that we should consider. His goal is to make his constituents bitter towards the Mexican people who cross on our borders, and he thinks of the liberals as immigrant hoarders. He gets cheers from the crowd that is not very smart. It's a crowd that I simply think hasn't a heart. These are folks that won't give any charity funds, 'cause to them all that matters is keeping their guns. Will he win this election? I surely hope not. 'Cause to think he could win is a horrible thought. A celebrity man is no statesman by nature with substantive, logical, good magistrature. Now for those of you wondering, what does that mean? It means Trump will be cranky and frankly obscene. And a president's job, it takes much more resolve. He won't steer clear of scandal, he'll just get involved. And us folks here at home, we will suffer the most. If that Trump gets elected, then we could be toast.
Making It in America, a poem by Persephone Abbott. Making It in America. Here comes that motherfucker again. Gotta admit, though, Sometimes I crave a night at the Holiday Inn, wake up eager to see which mini cereal package will be front and center, illuminated by CNN in the breakfast room. The problem is, if I devour two portions, it never feels as good as the contents of the first single serving-sized box of Fruit Loops littering my styrofoam bowl, acting tough and new. And there's something about the smell of hotel bleach. Reminds me of my tidy and succinct grandmother. Makes me feel happy, like a prophecy came true for at least a week. A guaranteed 7 days stockage of flavored coffee creamers, individual cups, and each sterile and each slightly dangerous, but with great intentions, much like every radical poet I've ever heard talking about pussy to wake up the people.
All right, we finished up that short set of sharply pointed poetry with Making It in America, a poem by Persephone Abbott, which I found on YouTube. This is a YouTube short that is on Abbott's Instagram as well, where the poem is accompanied by graphics, including pictures of a kitty cat's head floating down the screen. Before that, you heard another track I found on YouTube, Anti-Donald Trump Poem by James Salocin, S-A-L-O-H-C-I-N. And before that, another track from YouTube, Emily Zhu Wong's Dear Donald Trump Slam Poem. That set started off with a piece I found and downloaded from SoundCloud, Dust Jam's Hail to the Scumbag. We're moving toward the conclusion of the show, and I hope you are enjoying this humanist election special. Next up is a very recent YouTube track posted a couple weeks ago by someone who goes only by the name The Poet Heckler, who has several polemical pieces online. This is the audio of a piece called The Pendulum, which is described as a, quote, original slam poetry performance filmed inside the Sensar virtual metaverse platform, which is cool. The name is The Poet Heckler. Look him up on YouTube for the full media effect, because this poem is animated.
On November 8th, 2016, the pendulum swung to a new extreme. After an endless stream of tweets and memes, hacked emails and fake news-shaped views, and a Twitter troll's bitter vitriol stoked isms and schisms and racial divisions, ignited the alt-right's white nationalist ambitions, and against all odds, the troll stole the poll. We now know Moscow's role, but what was Putin's price? Just to play nice? Yeah, right. Mr. Trump, I do think that you think you're clever, but you're vile, with bile coming out of your wherever. You're dumber than W, more dishonest than Nixon. You frankly don't deserve to shine shoes for Hillary Clinton. You're just a thin-skinned dumpling filled with pumpkin. A megalomaniac fat cat in a red hat with the temperament of a spoiled brat. Your hands are so small, that's why you never built a wall, but you do take offense. Don't be surprised that there are jokes at your expense, at your pretense that any single thing you think makes sense. Yet you once had us convinced you were less evil than Mike Pence. Speaking of Mike Pence, on January 6, 2021, once again the pendulum swung, and lo, the slowest coup in history was begun. The VP was nearly hung by the dumbest bunch of Trump-loving bumpkin chumps, and some pundits like to say an insurrection failed that day, but it's still underway in state congresses and courthouses across the USA. While Trump and his minions act like comic book villains, monologuing their plots to the people who picked him and who stick with him because he's tricked them into thinking he gives a shit for them, when the simple fact is there is victims. The real reason Trump loves Christians is for their money and their willingness to give it away. On Sundays they pay as they pray for the eternal protection of their G.O.D. Then on Monday the believers donate and believe they're funding the election of the G.O.P. when they're actually just covering Trump's legal fees. They give him money for nothing and checks for free until eventually he may get to be as wealthy as he pretends to be. While he cosplays as a billionaire, he still dares to beg his base to buy his Bibles, shoes, and shares, and there's only one way to stop him. It's not in the courts. You can't trust the judges he appointed, assume they're bought. But a multi-million member jury from sea to shining sea can vote against the MAGA mess to manifest a better destiny, indefinitely pushing the pendulum forwards and upwards until it bends once again towards justice. So remember the 5th of November 2024. I'm sure you'll forever remember where you were and who you voted for. Not for Guy Fawkes, nor the Guy Fox and Musk are rooting for. Ignore the billionaire bullshit peddlers basically bargaining with Satan to sell out humanity. Let's end this insanity. Vote with humility. Vote blue for the sake of humanity. We need compassionate, rational, national leaders who believe in the freedom to make your own choices and live your own lives. How about a president who prosecutes, not perpetrates crime? Who looks to the future, not backwards in time, ensuring all boats are lifted by the rising tide? Let's reject and embarrass the MAGA side and elect Kamala Harris by a landslide.
That was the poet Heckler here on WGXC. We're going to conclude with another very recent YouTube cut, this one posted by poet Simon Firth less than 2 weeks ago. Although I was unable to find any biographical information on the author, he also has a few anti-Trump U.S. election poems online. I probably won't be able to fit the whole piece in, but most of it. What else can I say? Get out and vote. May bright intelligence and humanity prevail in 2024. Thus concludes Poet Radio for this month. Stay tuned to WGXC. 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
This is called Ship of Fools. With Trump at the helm, there'll be no rule of law. Like Jinping and Putin, he'll decide what it's for. The division of powers keeps dictators at bay. But Trump is determined to sweep it away. Executive orders, a supreme pliant court. Whatever he does, he will get their support. Democracy's pillars will be all shoved aside. All opposition is now nullified. And let those most take care who've become sissified. He will seek to appoint a pliant AG. Speculation is rife who his victims will be. Once that vassal's in place and he's set out his stall, who annoyed you the most and who's for the fall? Enguerrand and Merchan, are they top of your list? Told it's time to retire, or you'll be dismissed. And what about Kelly, Smith Pence, and Ty Cobb? Who will get rid of them? Who'll be given that job? Will you utter the words at some Trump love-in feast? Will no one rid me of this turbulent priest? An incel chat rumor who lives just online takes that as his cue from his truth social shrine. DT loves us all, so I'll do the deed. Undimmed virtual fame, if I should succeed. Let's say Pence is found badly hurt on a track. Trump says, oh no, an egregious attack. My new FBI, I bet they'll have a hunch. Ask their boss, MTG. By the way, what's for lunch? And in private he'll say, can they tie it to me? Not in your USA, with a pliant AG. And then it will spread from city to town. We can't have you dissenting. It's dragging us down. But in Trump's brave new world, it won't finish there. Each town has dissenters, but I now declare, all public statements must be vetted first. You could truthen the people with such an outburst. You've been heard what appears to be voicing dissent. Surely that's not what you really meant. Perhaps it was actually just discontent. That's why we now think that you will consent to say loudly in public that you wish to repent. And your citizenry, that must be addressed. Your support for St. Donald, we'd like it expressed. We don't want you to think that you're being oppressed. And oh, by the way, there's a new whiteness test. With some re-education, you'll see things straight. You don't want to be dubbed a lefty ingrate. You'll be helped then to reach a conclusion that's just for yourself and your family and your life. It's a must. Your views and our own, it's right that they chime. Your views and our own will converge in good time. You must see the sense in the Trump paradigm. He was chosen by God. Isn't that just sublime? If you don't think like us, that's a thought crime. A new federal body will ensure you conform. We can all then enjoy freedom's new norm. Such a body you'd think would just be obscene. Who'd consent to be head of that state-backed machine? Look, a hand's in the air. It's Marge Taylor Greene. If Trump wins in November and you reach 28, for those not in jail, there'll be one more dictate. My great leader's term, it must be extended. There are liberties still that must be amended. I'm your light and the way, but I need a rerun. After all, it's important that my work's not undone. With a dynastic line, we won't be overrun. And what better way than to opt for my son? Such a nation, of course, did once exist, and not that far back in history's mist. There is North Korea, China's marionette, whom Trump tried to woo. What's it like in Tibet? Kim Jong-un's a dictator, a concessionaire, and they seem to fall out. Was it over their hair? No, this buffer for Russia was founded on lies. A society filled with informers and spies. Check your history books for the GDR's death. 1990's the year it took its last breath. For 28 years, it had put up a wall. Hundreds died trying to cross, but Trump won't recall. This can't happen now in a free USA. A powerful tool keeps Trump at bay. The vote you've been given, don't throw it away. Don't be tempted to think, no one cares what I say. No one listens to us, so why should I vote? When we raise our concerns, nobody takes note. They are listening now, I promise you that. America's soul is the prize for a cruel autocrat. And the USA's future, those are the stakes. Consign Trump to history or democracy breaks. His project for freedom is there on display. Hundreds of pages on all he'll betray. A challenge to this ends in only one place. 6 judicial Judases in his orange embrace. 30 pieces of silver was Judas's fee. Halo Harlan's paid more, but it's all just for free. Trump seeks to accrue all the power he can. Anyone who resists is not part of his plan. If you don't agree, you're traduced and maligned, or told that it's best if you just resigned. State Department officials are top of his list. You can have your jobs back once you've been dismissed. And for serving your country in good times and bad, you're no longer needed. Does that make you feel sad? We've read through your file, but alas, we decline. Our Trumpian trainers say you don't toe the line. Schedule F must be challenged and the trend must be bucked. But they want you to know the F stands for screwed. The Education Department will go to the wall while that nice Kevin Roberts directs its downfall. You'll see his book burnings from the reaches of space, a bonfire of the vanities for the free human race. Passing aliens will say, we're not going to that place. Captain Trump is on deck on the new ship of fools, where you gut all the safeguards and break all the rules. There'll be no need for Congress or the Senate at all, just like Putin's dumber. But it's no curtain call. If you do want to vote, then do as you're told. And to soften the blow, please take this gold. No unanimous voting, that's just too cliche. Taylor Greene will pop in just to shout nay. You have one last request before freedom is shot. All hail megalomaniacs, Orange Camelot.